Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 5th. Officials are monitoring three potential storm systems right now in the Atlantic Basin. Now, Tropical Storm Dexter will have no impact on North Carolina. It's just going to upset a whole lot of fish in the Middle Atlantic. But there's a weak coastal low that could bring torrential rains to the Carolinas later this week. There's also two tropical waves developing in what's been termed the breeding ground of the Atlantic. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley is watching the tropics as well as our usual local weather conditions. And he'll keep you updated on his weather page at columbuscountynews.com. Now, in case those heavy rains come, there might be a little bit less flooding in downtown Whiteville. Greg Hewitt, Doug Smith, and other volunteers destroyed a large beaver dam in Soul Swamp Friday with the assistance of an explosives expert. The work was paid for, donations collected from downtown business owners. Now, it's being done in hopes of reducing some of the flooding problems in downtown. You may remember they blew the dam last fall as well, and that kept a large amount of water from flooding into downtown Whiteville. Whiteville and Chadburn Police Departments, along with the Sheriff's Office, are hosting National Night Out tonight. It's always a fun time. Whiteville and the CCSO will have their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Whiteville City Hall parking lot. Chadburn Police and other first responders will host residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 to 8 p.m. There's free food, games, all kinds of good stuff. The National Night Out is an annual community-building event designed to bring police and communities together. A former postal worker at Evergreen could serve 20 years in prison for embezzlement. Robert Raquan Patterson pleaded guilty and will be sentenced in federal court this week to misappropriating $74,000 while he worked at Evergreen. Patterson forged postal money orders to himself using fraudulent debit and credit card transactions. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes right now due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page. And folks, if you ever thought about getting your shelter critter, now's the time to do it. They really need the room out there. Donations of food are being accepted at Greganus Farm Store in Whiteville. You can also drop donations off at the shelter on Legion Drive. A new federal grant program could help schools, colleges, and nonprofits build a new generation of foresters. Representative David Reiser is one of the sponsors for the bill that would introduce a new generation into the billion-dollar forest industry. That's $1 billion just here in North Carolina. It's even more nationally. We have much more on the program on our website. Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Whiteville will hold a program on dragonflies Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. Chris Goforth will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about the interesting animals. Now, after that presentation, you can stay for an activity about a different kind of flying bug, the moth. Mock Moth Night will show you how to create your own moth observation kit. The event is free. The museum can be found at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. Call 910-788-5100 for more information. Columbus County Health Department is hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 to 4 p.m. on August 8th. The afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.